Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is your news for the hour. The date today is the 9th of Shawwal, 1446, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 8th of April, 2025. The rogue Israeli terrorists have continued to bombard Gaza, killing 6 Palestinians in a raid on the northern city of Beit Lahia, a day after killing at least 60 in attacks across the enclave. Ahmed Mansour, a journalist who suffered severe burns in the rogue Israeli attack on a media tent near Nasser Hospital in southern Gaza's Khan Yunus, has died of his wounds, taking the toll from the assault to at least 3. Further, as they've reported, Palestinians in the occupied West Bank observed a one-day general strike and held rallies yesterday to show solidarity with Gaza and denounce the rogue regime's genocide. Hamas has accused, rightfully so, the PA, the Palestinian Authority, and of attempting to suppress the demonstrations, including through the arrest of several protesters in Ramallah. In a statement, Hamas described the PA's actions as a stab in the back that serves the rogue regime's interests. The PA is directly and clearly seeking to thwart any popular movement in support of Gaza. Meanwhile, there is a growing consensus among neighboring Arab states that the PA should assume post-war control of Gaza, which has been administered by Hamas 2007. The Palestinian Prisoners Media Office, ASRA, says at least 38 people have been arrested in various areas in the occupied West Bank, as well as the rogue terrorist regime and their widespread military operation. This is your news for the hour. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
الصبح بدا من طالعته والليل دجى من وفرته هي نور سهل چهره سے تیرے اور شب کی رونق زلفوں سے اللہ 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 كنز الكرم مولى النعم هذه الأمم لشريعته نعمتك خزينة گنجینہِ رحمت ہے آقا ہادی ہے تمامی امت کے اور راہنما ہے شریعت کے اللہ 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 سعتی شجر نطق الحجر شق القمر بإشارته انگلی کے اشارے پہ چلے اعجاز سے پتھر بول اٹھے اور چاند ہوا ہے دو ٹکڑے انگوشت کے اشارے سے اللہ 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 جبریل عطا
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. اہلاً وسہلاً ومرحباً بكم and welcome to another mid-morning show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isup, every Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays between 10 and 11 a.m. Today being the 9th of Shawwal 1446, corresponding to the 8th of April 2025. It's gone 7 minutes past 10 Central African time, and I will be keeping you company until 11 a.m. Today is a beautiful day in the Johannesburg region. Alhamdulillah, it's very cool weather. We're expecting some rain during the later part of today. And winter has slowly been creeping in. And there's many masnoon duas also on one to be read, that's to be read on a cold day and even on a hot day. But inshallah, let's continue with our show. Inshallah, we will send out that dua probably tomorrow during the course of the week. I'd like to welcome our brother Alpha Sinkosi. We'd like to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So let's welcome our brother Alpha Sinkosi. Brother Alpha, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Suleh. Thanks, man. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Brother Alphas, there's been a message that was going out on social media that there was supposed to be a national shutdown today.
Well, I haven't really seen that message, but I think it was ill-advised. I saw that they wanted to even stop the kids from going to school from the on their first day, but yeah, I think it didn't gain traction as much as they wanted it to. But yeah, I don't think it really is a big story, that one. I don't even see it happening.
Right, yeah, because the roads were quite clear and there wasn't any police presence. So I'm not sure everything was a normal day as usual.
Yeah, no, everything is just normal. Kids went back to school, no hassles, no worries as well.
Okay, that's good. Brother Alphas, what's in store today on your show?
Well, we are watching at this merry-go-round that's unfolding. The ANC is holding a press conference to deliberate whether they want to keep the DA within the GNU or not. And I think the Action SA were being sold a lie here because of, remember, they voted for the ANC only on condition that the VAT is not going to be implemented. Now, Paul Mashatile, the deputy president of the ANC, has said that, look, well, the VAT is going to kick in on the 1st of May. So now we want to speak to Action SA to see, did they see this coming, where they sold a lie, and then how, just to get their reaction based on the story that, look, I mean, a lot of people have even got received an SMS saying that, look, VAT is going to kick in on the 1st of May. So that's the story that we look into as to where HNSA sold a lie and what do they want to do with that. And then, because, I mean, there's going to be a recession within Parliament. And then in order for HNSA to take action, that means now the bill on fiscals needs to be amended, of which it won't. It's too late to do such things. So, yeah. That's the story we look at. And then, of course, we'll follow up on the story of the police minister wanting to amend the bill governing private securities. And then, I mean, if you look at comparison and number, I think there's more than 500,000 private securities with, what, about 200,000 of subs. And then the role of private securities in communities. So that's what we have this afternoon on the show.
Thank you very much for that, Brother Alphas. It's going to be a jam-packed show, and I hope we're going to be catching you a little bit later.
All good, man. Thanks. My pleasure.
Thank you very much, Alphas. And that was our brother Alphas. Of course, he leads the show from Monday to Thursday between 11 and 12 p.m. My dear respected listeners of America Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, have you ever sat back and you ever thought, you know, this world is a prison for a believer and a paradise for a kafir, for a non-believer. But have you ever sat back and you thought to yourself, you know what? We make so much of ibadat. We do all the right things. We try not to sin. We turn to Almighty Allah for forgiveness. We plead and we implore Almighty Allah to, Ya Allah, you forgive us for the wrongs that we have done. You know, we just came out of the month of Ramadan. It's still fresh. Today being only the 9th of Shawwal. And a person who keeps the 6th Shawwal fast will be as though he has kept fast for the whole year. But have you ever thought, like, you know what? You know, we are insan. We are human beings. We always have this thought in our minds, like, why? Well, we're not supposed to be questioning Almighty Allah's decision, because His timing is perfect, right? But as insan, have you ever thought, why has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested me? We look at the greatest Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Our beloved master and leader Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam went through so many heartbreaks. He buried so many of his children. He buried so many of his wives. He's been through so many battles. He's lost family members. His own family turned against him. Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam was swallowed by the belly of the fish. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's brothers threw him in the well. You know, there's so many incidents. But who are we to ask why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala testing us? So inshallah, we're going to be listening to a short clip by Mawlana Sulaiman Qattani. And the topic is, Allah will test those whom He loves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test those whom He loves. So inshallah, let's listen to this beautiful clip and we can understand why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests those whom He loves.
Allah will test His beloved. Allah will test His beloved. Quran is teaching us this. Do a mu'min is not short-sighted. A mu'min sees the overall picture. A mu'min sees what lies ahead. Our goal is akhirat. Our goal is not dunya. Halat, conditions in this world. This is Allah's sunnah. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ Allah says, takes qasam, we will test you. There will be loss of property. There will be loss of life. There will be sickness. This dunya is not an ideal home. It's not a jannah. What is the goal? Why is Allah testing you? وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ Allah says, give glad tidings to those who will make sabr. Anbiya were tested. The beloved of Allah, Allahu Akbar. We have been given the prescription. Halat and conditions will come. Look at the expression of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This is that personality. لَوْ كَانَ بَعْدِي نَبِيٌّ لَكَانَ عُمَرْ My Nabi said, if there to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar. He says, whenever halat and conditions came, whenever Allah tested me, I realized three great bounties Allah gave me in this test. We don't ask for difficulties, but when they come, We have been given the panacea. We have been given the cure. We have been given the marham. When musibat and calamities will come, a Muslim does not become afraid. A Muslim does not become despondent. A Muslim does not lose hope. A Muslim does not start running helter and skelter. A Muslim focuses on Allah. A Muslim focuses on his akhirat. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, when halat and conditions came, I realized that in it Allah has given me three great bounties. First bounty, he said, I appreciated that I may have lost some wealth, or may I have lost some beloved one, I may have lost some near one, but my iman and my deen is intact. The loss I experience is of dunya, not of akhirat. The loss I experience is of dunya, not of akhirat. In fact, what is this? Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, ma yazalul bala bil mu'min wal mu'mina. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the other hadith, he said, when Allah loves someone, Allah brings halat upon him in this world. And when Allah's mercy has turned away from someone, then Allah keeps him in afiyat and ease, no difficulty and hardship. Why? Why? Because he will have to face the return for his sins in afiyat. Halat and conditions in this world is Allah's cleansing process, is Allah's washing machine. Allah is cleaning us. Ma yazalul bala bil mu'min wal mu'mina. Rasulullah said, halat and conditions, calamity, strife, difficulty on a person of iman will keep coming. Fi nafsihi wa malihi wa waladihi. His life will be tested, his wealth will be tested, his children will be tested. Hatta yalqa Allah wa ma alayhi khati'a. So that when he meets Allah, no sin remains upon him. For a mu'min, Allah is cleansing us. Allah is wiping away our sins, and comes in hadith, like how the leaves fall from a tree, the sins of a person that is tested by Allah will be washed away. He said, the first bounty Allah has kept, whenever I am tested, I remember three favors of Allah. One is I make shukr to Allah that Allah has tested my dunya, Allah has not tested my deen. My iman and my deen is intact. Second ni'mat of Allah, I make shukr on, is that la yukallifullahu nafsan illa wus'aha. My Allah will never test me beyond what I can bear. May Allah will know, it could have been far more severe than this. Urwa bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala, and who is this? This is the son of Asma. This is the son of Zubair. Zubair is one of the Asharai Mubashara, one of the 10 who were promised Jannat in this world. His mother is Asma, the daughter of Siddiq Akbar of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. That progeny, he undertakes a journey. In that journey, he loses his son, the most beloved son of his. This child goes into a stable, is crushed by an animal. Then he develops a sickness in his leg, as a result of which his leg has to be amputated. At the time of amputation, the doctors, the physicians of that time, they said, we have to give you something that will dull your senses so that you can bear the pain, some khamar, some intoxicant. By the qasam of my Allah, he said, khamar will never enter my body. They said, how are you going to amputate your leg? He said, let me start my salah. This is not fairy tales, these are realities. He said, whilst I am reading my salah, cut my leg off, I will not feel any pain. He starts his salah, the leg is cut off. After the salah, he looks at that leg and he says, I take a qasam and oath on my Allah. Ya Allah, I make you a witness that this limb of mine has never walked towards your disobedience. Tested. How did they react? It could have been more severe. فَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ أَوَّلًا وَآخِرًا وَظَاهِرًا وَبَاطِنًا. He says, oh my Allah, I praise you, beginning and ending. Openly and secretly, every praise belongs to you. إِن كُنْتَ أَخَذْتَ فَقَدْ أَعْطَيْتَ وَإِن كُنْتَ ابْتَلَيْتَ فَقَدْ أَعْفَيْتَ. Oh my Allah, today you took something from me, how much more you have given me. Oh my Allah, today you tested me, how much afiyat you gave me in my life. آتيتني أربعة من الأطراف أخذت واحدة فلك الحمد أولا وآخرا وظاهرا وباطنا. آتيتني تسعة من الأولاد فأخذت واحدة فلك الحمد أولا وآخرا وظاهرا وباطنا وبشر الصابرين. Quran tells us, وبشر is, look at the reaction. These are our guides, these are our symbols. Urwa bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, oh my Allah, you gave me 4 limbs, you took one away, all praise belongs to you. Oh my Allah, you gave me 7 children, you took one child away, all praise belongs to you. Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he said, the second thing I focused on, whenever musibah came, that it could have been far more severe. It is only the kindness of my Allah, that Allah will not put upon me that which I cannot bear. And he said, the third thing I focused on is that Allah gave me an opportunity to earn my akhirah. What reward Allah has kept in this musibah? What reward Allah has kept in this test? We don't ask for test, but when it comes, make sabr. Why? Because what does Allah say? وَبَشِّرِ السَّابِرِينَ وَبَشِّرِ السَّابِرِينَ Give glad tidings to those who will make sabr. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ Allah says, those who will make sabr, we will give them such reward you won't be able to count the reward.
Indeed, my respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we should take the musibat, we call it the calamity, or when Allah Ta'ala is testing us, we shouldn't look at what is wrong. Allah Ta'ala never gives us, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah Ta'ala will never burden a soul or his banda in which they cannot handle. Whenever we go through anything, we as insan, we say, how am I going to get through this? It might be something that you cannot handle. Alright? But Allah Ta'ala never puts a soul through what he cannot handle, because Allah Ta'ala loves us so much that in, like Mulana Sulaiman Qatani says, in that calamity or in that hardship that you are going through, there is khair. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in the noble Quran, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا Allah ta'ala doesn't say it once, but he says it twice. Allah ta'ala takes a promise that in every hardship there is ease. So whenever we go through anything, you know, sometimes we might, like 2 weeks ago I was in an accident. It's a vehicle, it's a motor vehicle, it's a dunya necessity, is a dunya thing, you know. And the person that the accident happened with, he told me, and you know, he's a non-Muslim, and he told me that, you know what, we must give thanks to God. We must give thanks, that we'll say we make shukr to Almighty Allah. He is telling me that nothing, or we are still alive. So look at it, how a non-Muslim is telling me that we should give thanks, we should make shukr to Almighty Allah that nothing bad has happened. It's a material thing. A car you can always fix up, but your life, Allah Ta'ala gave you another chance. Turn to Almighty Allah, and we must repent. You know, Allah Ta'ala saved us from something, it could have been something worse. You know, you go through a divorce, for example. You're probably thinking you were married 10, 15, 20 years with a person, and then suddenly things never worked out. Or maybe if you got married, you were staying for 5, 6, 7 years, and a divorce happened. Why did that divorce happen? Because Allah Ta'ala heard the conversations that were said behind you. Or Allah Ta'ala knew that, you know what, this person was supposed to be in your life for the certain period, and thereafter, they are of no purpose to you. Now, Allah Ta'ala has left you alone. We must be thinking that, you know what, Ya Allah, I want to complete the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I want to complete the Sunnah, An-Nikah Min Sunnati. Is a sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We make dua. We make our 2 rakat namaz. We read the dua, the Surah Masnoon dua. Surah 25 verse 74. We give our sadaqah. But we thinking to ourselves, why is it so long? We make the effort. We're doing everything. But why can I not find a particular spouse or somebody who is there out there for me? You know, you speak to people, they say that, Don't worry, make dua. There's somebody out there for you. But we're looking at our nose only. We only look as far as our nose. We're not looking at the bigger picture. Allah Ta'ala is saving you. Because maybe if you get married to somebody who is not good for you, but you are, because of your nafs, we want to get married, we want to settle down. We see everybody else who is so happy. But do we know what is really going on behind those closed doors? Allah Ta'ala is saving you, and Allah Ta'ala wants you to attain your akhirat. Have we ever actually thought that, you know what, Allah Ta'ala is keeping us like this so we can get closer to Almighty Allah? Maybe there was something that we have done that is not right, because we are all sinners. Allah Ta'ala has given us a chance to amend ourselves. Turn to Him. Turn to Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala is all most forgiving, most beneficent, most merciful. Allah Ta'ala says in the Noble Quran, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Never despair in the mercy of Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala will guide us. Allah Ta'ala is Al-Ghafoor Rahim. He is the one who guides. And if we fix our relationship with Almighty Allah. You know, there was a beautiful saying that I seen that if you fix your relationship in private with Almighty Allah, Allah Ta'ala will sort out or fix all your affairs in public. You don't have to do anything. Allah Ta'ala, you'll start seeing that everything will start just working out for you. Why? Because you put Almighty Allah first. You never turn to man, or you never turn to insan. You turn to Almighty Allah. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجٍ وَيَرْضُكُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَلِغُ الْأَمْرِ قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرَهُ. Almighty Allah will, so in Surah Talaq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, the one who has tawakkal in Almighty Allah, Allah Ta'ala will open a road and avenues for him in which he could not imagine. Now, imagine how merciful is Almighty Allah. Allah wants us to ask of Him. Allah Ta'ala gets naraz, gets upset if we don't lift our hands. Ask Allah Ta'ala for anything. But the topic of hardship, we should, you know, in that English term, they say take it with a pinch of salt. But here you must take it with honor, because Allah Ta'ala is cleansing your sin, He's cleansing you. You know, even if you have to get pricked on your finger with a needle, and a small drop of blood comes out, that is a form of emancipation of your sins. So always look at this khair behind everything. Allah Ta'ala gives us these hardships because He loves us. He wouldn't put us through any test because Allah Ta'ala hates us. Allah Ta'ala gives us these situations and these problems and these hardships, you know. Allah Ta'ala says in so many places in the Quran, even in Surah Kahf, verse 44, Allah Ta'ala says that your wealth and your children are a trial. Your wealth and your children are a trial. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran in so many places, وَمَنْ أَصَابَتْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. Okay, that verse, that those calamity befalls upon a person who is because of their own wrongdoing. Look at Surah Asr. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran that وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. Allah Ta'ala loves those who bear patience, who bears patience. It's gone at 10:30 Central African time. Inshallah, we're going to go for a small nasheed break. And when we come back, if you have any suggestions, anything that you'd like to share with us, you can send it through on the numbers of 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, plus 2784-786-3132.
You are listening to Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaa.
Salli ala Nabiyyina, salli ala Muhammadin, salli ala Shafi'ina, salli ala Muhammadin. Baitha ho Masjid-e-Nabawi mein, baitha ho Masjid-e-Nabawi mein. Khushboo-e Peyghambar aati hai, baitha ho Masjid-e-Nabawi mein. Khushboo-e Peyghambar aati hai, baitha ho Masjid-e-Nabawi mein. Yun saanse mehki mehki hai, yun saanse mehki mehki hai, baitha ho Masjid-e-Nabawi mein. Salli sayyala Nabiyyina, salli sayyala Muhammadin, baitha ho Masjid-e-Nabawi mein. Baitha ho Masjid-e-Nabawi mein. Mehsoos hua hai yun mujhe ko ke shahr-e-noor mein utra hoon. Mehsoos hua hai yun mujhe ko ke shahr-e-noor mein utra hoon. Kya noor ki kirnein aati hain, kya noor ki kirne aati hai. Baitha ho Masjid-e-Nabawi mein. Salli sayyala Nabiyyina, salli sayyala Muhammadin. Baitha ho Masjid-e-Nabawi mein. Baitha ho Masjid-e-Nabawi mein. Lafzon ka bandhan toot gaya, jazbon ki zabaan bhi sard hui. Lafzon ka bandhan toot gaya, jazbon ki zabaan bhi sard hui. بس جل مل عشق کے موتی ہے, بیٹھا ہوں مسجد نبوی میں. Salli sayyala Nabiyyina, salli sayyala Muhammadin. Baitha ho Masjid-e-Nabawi mein. Baitha ho Masjid-e-Nabawi mein. Ho mujh par fazl o lutf o karam, sarkar shafaat kijiye baham. Sarkar shafaat kijiye baham. Ye man se sadaaye uthti hai, ye man se sazaye uthti hai main kahu masjid nabawi mein میں پاکستان سے آیا ہوں میں کومل حسرت لایا ہوں میں پاکستان سے آیا ہوں میں کومل حسرت لایا ہوں جلتی ہے خواہش بجھتی ہے جلتی ہے خواہش بجھتی ہے بیٹھا ہوں مسجد نبوی میں سلی سیانا نبی یہ نا سلی سیانا محمد بیٹھا ہوں مسجد نبوی میں کیا بات اجاگر ہے میری قسمت رشک کرے مجھ پر قسمت رشک کرے مجھ پر کے سامنے یا روحانی ہے کے سامنے یا روحانی ہے بیٹھا ہوں مسجد نبوی میں سلی سیانا محمد شفیع نا سلی سیانا محمد بیٹھا ہوں مسجد نبوی میں
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.
20 minutes to 11 Central African time. We're still speaking on the topic of patience and hardship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran in Surah Baqarah verses 153, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sta'inu bis sabr wa salah inna allaha ma'as sabirin. Verily you who believe, seek help through patience and salah. Verily Allah Ta'ala is with the patient one. According to Ibn al-Qayyim in his work Udad al-Sabirin, patience is divided into three components. Patience in worshipping Almighty Allah and adhering to His commands, patience in accepting the decree in His calamities, and patience in avoiding sins and acts of disobedience. So let's break it down and see, right? The patience in worshipping Allah and adhering to His commands. So that we can speak about, we look at the verse, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْوُسْرِ يُسْرَ إِنَّ مَعَ الْوُسْرِ يُسْرَ. When we go through any adversities, any calamities, Allah Ta'ala is saying, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْوُسْرِ يُسْرَ. With every hardship, there is every difficulty, there is ease. Maybe we weren't that so pabund in our salah or in our Quran tilawat, you know, and Allah forbid, Allah Ta'ala protect us all from any calamities, you know, and just come to my mind that there's a dua by Abu Dard radiallahu anh that he used to read before he used to leave his house, and then there was never anything that happened to him. One incident when there was a street was on fire, houses were on fire, and Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu's house was there. So he was not really concerned. He was worried about the people, but he wasn't really concerned when the people told him that Abu Dharr, your house is on fire. He said, no, can never be. Can never be. Because he read the dua, and when he left his house, he said, Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. When you leave your house, when you say, when you read the dua, Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, Allah Ta'ala appoints two angels to protect you throughout the day, so no shayateen can affect you and nothing will happen to you. We give our charity, we give our sadaqah. But like we're saying, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْوُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْوُسْرِ يُسْرًا, that Allah Ta'ala, through calamities, through hardships, Allah Ta'ala will bring us closer to Him. We start performing our salah on time. For the men folk, we go to the masajid. We make a jamaat in the first row with takbir-e-ula. You know, Allah Ta'ala brings us closer. It's Allah Ta'ala's means that Allah Ta'ala doesn't hate us. وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. But Allah Ta'ala loves us because He wants us to attain Jannatul Firdaus. He wants to attain, our akhirat must become on the highest level. When you go through any calamities, when anything good happens, you say Alhamdulillah. Anything bad happens, Alhamdulillah kulli hal. It through the decree of Almighty Allah that this happened. You know, we learn our kalimas and Iman Mufassal. Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawmil akhiri wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi. Good and bad comes from Almighty Allah. We accept it. Wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allah ta'ala wal ba'asi ba'ad al maut. Whatever happens through the will of Almighty Allah is the decree. It has been written out that on this day, so and so, you know, like 2 weeks ago, we'll use that example, it already happened, right? So, it is written out in your taqdeer that on this day, Sulaiman is going to have an accident. Right? It was meant to happen. Allah Ta'ala saved us. Allah Ta'ala protect each and every one of us, those that are traveling on the road. Allah Ta'ala protect each and every one of us. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. It's 15 minutes to 11 Central African time. Inshallah, let us give you the rundown for the shows that are to follow. 11 o'clock will be the bliss of marriage with Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahab and Mulan Zahid Khan. Then from 12 to 1 will be the news hour with Brother Alpha Sinkosi. 1 o'clock will be our Dhuhr Azan. 5 past 1 to 1:30 will be the tafsir of Surah A'raf, verses 127 to 129. Thereafter will be the tafsir, the repeat from the archives of Surah Baqarah. 2 to 3 will be lunch break with Brother Yusuf Ali. 3 to 4 will be the repeat of this morning's Q&A and Nasiha. 4 to 5 will be the Urdu lecture, 5 to 7, Mawlana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30 will be the repeat of the tafsir from 1 to 1:30 that you'll hear of Surah A'raf, verses 127 to 129. 7:30 to 8 will be Mawlana Dawood Sidat. So inshallah, that will be your program until 7:30 to 8. From the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the team of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isuf, every Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays between 10 and 11 a.m. Fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are listening to Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.